That's a very telling argument, Steiner said after a moment. And, by the way, one I agree with wholeheartedly. But there's an aspect of this that Merlin left out of his analysis a moment ago.
Such as? Caleb challenged.
The truth is that in the past few months, the Brethren have admitted more people into what we might call the inner circle than in the preceding 10 years, Caleb. Don't forget that some of these people, like Jean Birkett, have spent literally a lifetime, and a long lifetime at that, protecting that secret, worrying about what would happen if their security arrangements had even the tiniest flaw. At the moment, they're feeling exposed and off balance. To be blunt about it, they don't want to tell anyone else unless they absolutely have to.
That's not the best basis upon which to be making decisions, Michael, Caleb pointed out, and the Archbishop nodded.
I couldn't agree with you more about that. Unfortunately, it's what's happening. And as important, even vital, as it may be to bring the Empress fully into the inner circle as soon as possible, it's equally important that we maintain the confidence of those already inside that circle.
Much as I hate to admit it, Caleb, I think he has a point, Merlin said quietly. Caleb half glared at him, and Merlin shrugged. I don't say not telling her is a good decision. I'm just afraid that at this particular moment, given the pragmatic constraints of the situation, there really isn't any good solution available to us. So we're just going to have to do the best we can, choosing between less than optimal ones.
Caleb made an irate grunting sound, but his grimace also indicated at least unwilling acceptance, if not outright agreement. He wasn't quite done, though, and he leaned back in his chair once again. All right, he said. I'll concede where Charlian is concerned, for now at least. But what about Regis? He's going to be her primary political advisor here while I'm gone, and God knows he spent the last 2 or 3 decades showing that he knows how to keep secrets of state secret. Don't you think it's about time we told him the truth?
Actually, Steiner said, I'm afraid that I rather think the time to tell Regis the entire truth will never come at all, Caleb.
The Emperor looked at him in obvious surprise, and Steiner sighed.
I've known Regis Yauens since he was little more than a boy, Your Majesty, he said rather more formally than had become his wont with Caleb. He was still a midshipman, and I was only a novice when we first met. I hold him in the deepest affection, and I would cheerfully trust him with my life or the life of my kingdom. But I have to tell you that as disillusioned as he may be about the Group of Four, as committed as he may be to the separation between the Church of Corus and the Church of the Temple, I don't believe he is, or ever will be, prepared to accept the full truth about Langhorne, Bedard, and Pei Shan Wei. I'm actually more than a little frightened about how he might react, even to the discovery that Merlin here isn't actually alive after all. He believes in the archangels, Caleb. Deep inside, where the very things that make him so strong, so determined and trustworthy, come together, he believes. I don't think he'll be able to step beyond that. And, to be completely honest with you, I don't know that we have any right to ask him to do that.
Caleb's eyes narrowed as he gazed at the Archbishop. It was obvious he was thinking hard, and the better part of a full minute dragged past before he exhaled noisily.
I'm afraid you may be right, he said then, slowly. I guess it's just that I've never thought of Regis as being parochial or narrow-minded.
This is neither parochialism nor closed-mindedness, Steiner said. It's faith. The faith he's been taught literally since the cradle. And it's what's going to make this struggle so extraordinarily ugly once its full dimensions become known to all. Which, as I suggested to Merlin once, is the reason we can't afford to make those full dimensions known yet.
I agree, Caleb, Merlin said. And on a pragmatic level, I have to say I don't really think it matters a great deal where Regis is concerned.
No?
Caleb cocked his head, and Merlin shrugged. Whatever he might or might not be able to accept about Shan Wei, he's obviously accepted my Seijin abilities. I think he's pretty sure they go beyond mere Seijinhood, in fact. But the fact that both your father and Michael here have accepted those abilities as serving the light and not the dark is enough for him. And I know he's learned to allow for them and to make the most effective possible use of them. There's an old saying, one I haven't come across here on Safehold, but one I think we'd all do well to bear in mind upon occasion. If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
I agree, Stainer said, nodding vigorously. Regis is a very good, very loyal, and very capable man, Caleb. You know that as well as I do, and you also know he's been using that goodness, loyalty, and capability in effective partnership with Merlin for almost 3 years now. Admittedly,
the Archbishop smiled without any humor at all.
Their relationship got off to a rocky start, but since he accepted that Merlin was on Karis's side, he's worked wholeheartedly with him. I don't think we need to tell him anything more than we've told him so far, all of which, mind you, has been the truth, if not the entire truth. And if, as you've suggested is possible, anything should happen to you in Coruscant, there are already several people here in Telesburg, including myself, who do know the full secret and who Regis already trusts.